Cuts Deep Program, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. And that's right. Maybe today we give you an audible hug. I feel like we did that like for the best of or something. Fredo didn't like it, but that's neither here nor there, because there and here today we are talking about Kid Dynamite. And you know, the basic story of us this coming together is when we were doing None More Black, the name Kid Dynamite came up a million times, and then
and you thought it was a tag team partner of British Bulldog.
Yes, yeah. I did. But the name kept coming up, and it was so familiar to me because the day before, John, you put this band on the list. So talk to me about Kid Dynamite and why we needed to talk Kid Dynamite today.
Yeah, Kid Dynamite is an amazing hardcore band, and they're one that I had always been thinking of, but I didn't think they had enough songs because there's only two records. But then I was listening to them and I was like, wait a minute, each of these records has like 20 songs on it, and there's an EP and there's a demos thing. So yeah, and we all, you know, we come in here and you always like talk about bands, like what's the runtime, what's the listening time, like how much time am I gonna have to expend in this? This is like 46 songs in about an hour.
Yep.
So it's very easy. Very easy to get through. But yeah, Kid Dynamite, I think there's this kind of hardcore, this kind of like melodic hardcore that goes back. I think there's four records that I put in like the pantheon of like all-time hardcore records. It's the Minor Threat LP, 7 Seconds, Walk Together, Rock Together, Start Today by the Gorilla Biscuits, and then the self-titled by Kid Dynamite. I think it's that good.
Wow.
And it goes back to Dan Yemen, who I think you guys maybe mentioned on that None More Black episode about the episode from Lifetime, the guitar player in Lifetime and the guitar player here in Kid Dynamite. And I think his melodic sensibility is just unbelievably and unmatched in the hardcore, you know, kind of punk rock world. So yeah, I absolutely love this band. They're a band that I would have loved to have seen live. I was supposed to see them on tour, but they canceled their Atlanta show. I think somebody got sick at the last minute, and by the time they were ready to come around again, they had broken up. So never got a chance to see them, unfortunately. But yeah, just so much energy, so much like passion. Like, you can tell it's danceable. There was a thing going on, like this was when kind of hardcore was getting danceable again. I just think they're just one of the greatest hardcore bands of all time.
There it is. And so again, now the None More Black episodes come up a bunch here. The initial time we recorded it, the Kid Dynamite name kept coming up. And so when we did After the Fact, that's the first thing I said to you, Chris, is, hey,
yeah,
John put Kid Dynamite up there. You in? And you go, fuck yeah. So talk to me about Kid Dynamite.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like it's my duty now to just work backwards towards Lifetime with you guys. It's just, when you think of like melodic hardcore, and I got to jump in on your list at the top with no Bad Brains in there, huh?
It did that.
Yeah. That's a different thing.
You don't see it as the same genre. Okay. Well, because yeah. I just, when I hear like Minor Threat, the first band I think of as well as their, you know, the other counterparts. Anyways, yeah. I feel like when you think of melodic hardcore, there's melodic hardcore bands with like we did the Bouncy Souls episode, right? They are a melodic hardcore band in the sense of like they're a pop punk band, but they play melodic hardcore. Then there's also hardcore bands that are melodic. So you can really look at it both ways. And I think to the point that was just made, this band is nothing but solid front to back. It's just a good time. Both LPs are absolute burners.
Greatest title of a second record of all time.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much just like Here It Is, right? Well, the first record's Here It Is because it's just self-titled, and the second record's Here It Is because it's shorter, faster, louder, right?
Yeah.
And I love too because like they kind of edited themselves a little bit, right? Like it's probably a more tight affair. I mean, we'll get more into it when we talk, but I'm going off track. Anyways, yeah, I'm excited to talk more Dan Yemen, Jason Shevchek, Family Tree.
So, you know, again, re-referencing the None More Black episode, because this is kind of how it all spawned for you guys. You know, I asked Chris first, and then immediately Randy was like, yeah, I'm in too. So Kid Dynamite, Randy, what's the relationship here?
I see this as a prequel, kind of, as like we did the show. Like, No More Black is one of my favorite bands, period. And now, I don't want to say that I didn't go through Kid Dynamite a long time ago. It was kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, hey, this is where they came from. So I listened to it just to, like, kind of understand where they came from. But I've never been like a hardcore fan, but I've appreciated it. And I like melodic hardcore. And I realize that I really like this band mainly because a lot of what they did really rubbed off on what Jason would end up doing in None More Black. Like, there's a lot of riffs in this that I thought that it just translated and transferred over. You could say that None More Black could have taken that and maybe slowed it down, maybe kind of paced it out a little bit and made a song out of it. Like, some of those just feel right in that wheelhouse. And yeah, I think that was sort of one of the most interesting things for me. It was just kind of going through, and you know, it's an hour and it's an easy listen, but a lot of it is like, you know, you're listening and you're listening to parts and you're listening because, you know, the drums are always going to have that intensity. The vocals are always going to have that intensity. So you're listening to things that you can kind of bring out of that and be like, okay, well, that's what makes this more than a hardcore song. That's what makes this a good song with a good piece to it. And yeah, I that's sort of things that I was looking for. I know that that's probably the next step of this whole conversation. I've done a couple of these, I suppose, but yeah, like I didn't have a major connection to Kid Dynamite before this, but I like, as much as I respect the artist, like I want to go back and kind of know where he came from and kind of where he is now too. So I like that from that aspect, because I really do respect Jason as an amazing songwriter.
So I'm going to shock the three of you here. I didn't know jack shit about Kid Dynamite before a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Shocked.
Little, right? I didn't know anything about him. But, you know, John was like, what's next for me? And I was like, well, what's a way to get Randy and Chris back? Oh, yeah, Kid Dynamite. So I threw that at him, and he was like, you're going to like this. 46 songs, just over an hour. I was like, I smiled ear to ear. I was like, yes, okay, let's go.
Yeah, you really bit off a lot with this show, man. I respect all the work you did.
You've been chilling them out lately, too. Like, I've seen, because you recorded one before recording this one same night. Yeah. But I've seen you've had a lot on your plate recently.
Yeah.
So I guess an hour listening research is you know, really a reward.
I actually think that the band is so damn solid that even though it's only 50 minutes of music, it's not so easy to break it down to 20.
It really isn't. But
it's not.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll get to that later. But like, one of the things I really appreciated about this band. So again, 46 songs, one hour five, you know, we're not tipping the scales at like 5 minute songs, you know, ever. I think, what do they max out at, like 220?
I think I saw the highest one was 234.
Okay.
That's the longest one on my list too. I know which one it is.
But a lot of these are less than a minute. There's a lot of like 30-second songs, 40-second songs. And there's one song that I heard and I'm like, God, and we'll get into song selection here, you know, soon. But like, I was like, God, I kind of want to put that in and I kind of want it to be number one, but we'll get to that. What I was vastly impressed with is what's happening in those 40-second songs, because sometimes you get a 40-second song and it's direct. It's wah, wah, you know, like it's just really in your face the entire time. The amount of times that this band was able to do a 40-second song, but like have very defined parts. Like,
oh yeah, some of them have bridges.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Breakdowns.
And it's just like, really, this is happening in four? All right, cool. Like,
that's what happens when your lead guitar player is a child psychologist.
I just was very impressed with distinct changes. Like, that takes a 40-second song from just this throwaway 40-second song to like a song I can pay attention to. And you know, a lot of times when we do bands like this, that is the problem I run into, is like everything
kind of sounds the same. And, you know, whenever I say that, it feels like I'm being demeaning to the band, but it's, if you do what you do well, then it's not demeaning. And, you know,
their whole thing as an artistic idea was to get in and get out. Right.
Yeah.
And it's clear. It's there. Like the mission statement, the thrust of the band is with you in every beat of the records, you know?
I like that you guys brought up the name of the second record, because when I was finishing up the first record and about to go on to the second one, like I clicked to see what the name of the second one was. What is it?
Shorter, Faster, Louder.
Yep.
I was like, that's fucking incredible. I was like, yes, thank you. Thank you for being what you are. you know, again, we've talked a lot about, you know, it's not a lot of time to invest. So this would be the part of the show where I say, if you're into this kind of music, an hour's nothing, do it.
I got a good one for you here on the same topic. They have so many songs shorter than 30 seconds that on Shorter, Faster, Louder, three of them are not monetized by Spotify. So for Handy with the Tongue Sword, the Penske File, and Two for Flinching, all three of those are not monetized because they're too short. So that's all you really need to know.
I can't make any money. I must have played Two for Flinching like 25 times.
If you go to it,
you'll make a couple of pennies off that.
Yeah, if you go to it, you'll see there's no play count.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Spotify's like, fuck you. That's not a real song.
But it is. Oh, it is.
Oh, fuck them. They're not a real streaming platform.
Yeah. You know, I wish it wasn't so readily available and easy to use, because I would probably not. But so we've put a lot of time into talking about, you know, 46 songs, you know, to Chris's point, like it's that does not make this easier, I don't think. But talk to me about that, John. Like, how did you approach this? Like, is there a different approach?
It was kind of going back to my usual thing of like listening to it and, you know, what grabbed me. I mean, I tended to lean a little more towards the danceable ones at first. Then I went back and like, well, let me make sure I've got, you know, all the ones that I want to get here. Let me give it another listen. But again, yeah, probably listened to the whole thing probably five or six times. I mean, you just put it on and go. I mean, it's great music to just do anything to in my book. Like I can listen to this any time of the day. Just a matter of like kind of going back and like mixing in some of the different styles that they do. But again, leaning heavy on the more danceable ones, the more melodic ones.
So how did you approach your list, Chris? Was it just kind of the same as John?
Well, so for me, I was not as familiar with the EPs for this band. I followed all these guys' full careers, but like, I have to be honest, of the whole family of Lifetime bands, the Kid Diamond was the one that I didn't go into the B-sides and go deeper. So most of my list is from the two full lengths. And then I grabbed a couple that really jumped out at me from Cheap Shots to Youth Anthems. And then I was like, well, okay, every song from this band is solid. There's nothing that I wouldn't put on again. And if I was up to me, it would probably just be the entirety of Shorter, Faster, Louder with some picks from Kid Dynamite, and I wouldn't allow that. So basically I deleted all my hearts on Spotify. I did one bus ride to work where I hearted every song that was like, okay, this could feasibly make my list. It came out to about 32 songs. Then on this bus ride only an hour ago, I did like some like, okay, I don't have much to say about this song. It's gone. Not necessarily a song I didn't like. It was just that I didn't have a comment about it. And when I got home to check how many hearts I had left, it actually ended up being 20. I just got lucky.
Yeah, but that's divine providence, friend.
Like, there you are.
why make it any harder than it needs to be? And Randy, you're usually you know pretty thoughtful on your list. Did you have some sort of game plan here?
I closed my eyes and I touched my phone and listened to the song and then decided whether or not I want to put it on my list. So there you go. Actually, this was a huge benefit. I don't think I've ever been part of a D program that was only an hour and 5 minutes of listening. So I never quite really made cuts. I just went through and listened and listened and listened. And what I love to do with every deprogram, and I will do more listening than cutting most of the time, but it's all recognition. And it's all whatever's coming to my mind. And if I'm hearing that, you know, out of two times played, and on the third time, if I'm like, whoa, I remember that hook, like that's in. And especially for this band, it's like you don't have much else to go with. So, you know, it's either this or one of the other 45. Like, you were pretty much going to take it if it came to you like that. And yeah, I just kept listening. And I think that, like, after a while, I found myself yesterday, I was at like 15 that were definitely in, and then a bunch that were kind of tied for the last five spots. And it was really hard to kind of fill those last five spots, because I feel like I hit everything that I was looking to hit. I hit the melodic stuff, I hit the fast stuff, I hit the 10 seconds and 20 seconds, and I feel like I got the best of what this band was. And really, the last five were just trying to determine, like, oh, okay, I like that bass line, or okay, this is something. I did determine it a little bit on my Fandom of No More Black, because that's what I'm familiar with. So if I thought, yeah, this could have been used in a No More Black song, I probably took it.
So for me, this is one that I realized pretty quick, I don't want to overthink The Room. I have a tendency to do that with the bigger discographies, and I got the feeling pretty early on that there weren't really any wrong answers, which, you know, it makes the next part of the episode difficult, but I didn't want to overthink it, because I feel like for an hour discography, right? An hour discography, I feel like I would be doing this band a disservice to overthink it. I don't think they want me to overthink it. So I didn't. I just kind of went with my gut. Like, if
get in and get out.
Get in and get out. If it was this song versus this song, I did a quick listen, you know, to song one. Okay, the song two, which one is it? And then I didn't even question it. I was like, okay, this one's gone, you know. So again, it'll be one of those things where I don't really have answers for stuff that didn't make it. But I think this is a very easily agreeable band. So even if we don't get anything through unanimously, I don't think it's going to be hard for us to find the 10.
Yeah, you're not going to break anyone's heart by leaving anything out.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So that being said, you know, God, I hope it's not a zero. But, John, for the final say, how many do you think we will get through unanimously?
Oh, you're coming to me for the wrong answer first, because I never get this.
One of these days, John, you will get it.
I'm optimistic. Let's go 7.
I like it. I like it. What do you think, Chris?
Man, I think that we're all going to have all of their show staples easily, because they sequence the albums to let you know what they're going to play at every show pretty well. So I like the over, too. I think 7's good. I'll go 8 because I think 7's a good guess. Yeah, I just think that they sequenced the album so well that even though you've never heard the band before, you're going to land on the right songs. I really do.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you think, Randy?
I was contemplating 8. I was actually really contemplating 8 because I think that there's some good juju going on here. But I don't think I can go 9. I just don't, because I think that there are so many songs that are similar that maybe somebody would have been like, oh, I'll take this one instead of this one. So I like 8. And weirdly, 8 is doable, but 9's not. So I'm just going to go 6.
Okay. Well, that leaves right in the middle open. I'll take it. 5. I mean, again,
usually it's pretty good.
It's usually a pretty good bet.
but also, I'm gonna say this now. I want to look. I'm going to go to Setlist.fm. I want to pull up one of their last set lists. I will almost guarantee money that we nail every song on our 10 will be on their set list.
Ooh.
Because of what I was like just that. Saying. Mm-hmm. Because this, like I'm telling you, they galaxy brained these set lists on these records, in my opinion.
All right, well, we'll see if Chris is right. And
I'm looking now.
Oh, you want me to wait, or do you want to?
No, I found it. I have their last reunion show set list in front of me. So
All right, so we will
wait till the end.
Yeah,
well, it's kind of cheating because they played 27 songs.
Oh, okay. Well,
let me find a shorter set.
Yeah, we will reveal that as we go, though. So you know, yeah.
I mean, a 10-song set for them is probably 4 minutes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, well, I gotta find a festival. They have less time at festivals.
With that, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time to play the game. Here's the program. That. The name of the game is Deprogrammed. The four of us have combed through the Kid Dynamite discography and spent all of an hour doing it, which, again, I remind you, it's an hour. Just, you like this kind of music, just do it. Like, I don't want to dance around it, and I'll say it again later, too. Just do it. And we have plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given Kid Dynamite the time of day. You know, this kind of plays into Chris's former point. It does the thing that I love, which I've said 8 million times on this show, and I don't know why I would go anywhere different. I'm going to go right at the top. Song one, album one. Pause.
Yep.
Correct. Correct.
That is their best song, I think.
Oh.
Really?
I agree. I agree with that. I couldn't
the song that has a break. And then when that breakdown kicks in, the dance part, it's like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
It's so good that I almost wish that the demos never saw the light of day and it was the first thing they ever put out. You know what I mean? That's like, imagine that was the first thing anyone ever heard from this band. Like, oh my God.
Like I did? That's the first thing I heard from this band.
There you go. There you go.
Yep. I mean, it was. Yeah, the demos didn't come out until after.
Oh, really? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
What, the ones that the Jay, like the one songs Jason sings them or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Then I got my wish.
Now, Justin, let me ask you, did you feel, because you kind of did the same thing with None More Black and Kid Dynamite, did you feel like you heard a lot of None More Black in this band?
Man, I'd love to, you know, I'd love to say yes and or no, but
you don't remember.
I've listened to so much since we did None More Black that like I couldn't possibly be honest about it. So,
all right, that's fair.
There's one thing I like to be.
You, Randy?
What? Did I?
Do you hear a lot of them in it?
Oh, yeah. Especially Pause, that little, oh, whoa, 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 oh, whoa, whoa. Like, like that brought me right back to what we were talking about a couple months ago.
Yes, February, the first time.
All right, so
the vocal melody.
A couple plus two.
Yeah, just saying. A couple plus two for you guys is like, I don't know, 10. 10, 15 bands, maybe, for me.
Fair enough.
So, no offense to None More Black. They're a great band, but it was a long time
ago. I want to say, too, for, you know, that first show the three of us did was a burner, man. It's a shame y'all didn't get to hear it.
I know, right? But that's the way it goes.
Oops.
All right. John, where do you want to go?
All right, I was going to go with Pause. You took that one, so I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I was going to maybe hold off on this one, but I want to see how this goes. Let's go two for flinching.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't, but I'm so glad that you guys do, because I am absolutely in on that. That was the song I was talking about that might have been my favorite song.
I had a feeling.
What is it, like 7 seconds or something?
Yeah.
10 at the most.
And I'm just like, oh my God, this is great. That was the one that I wanted to put up for number one. And it was the one I couldn't find room for it on my list. But oh my God, I'm so glad that you guys brought it up. And I will, what was Curtis's old, you can push me over with a feather.
Like, yeah.
I am so in for two for flinching. So, all right, Chris, where do you want to go?
Sorry, I was 9 seconds into two for flinching, so I was distracted. I will go with let's go to shorter. Oh, we were just in shorter flesh ladder with two for flinching, but I'm gonna go to my favorite song, "Death and Taxes." The reason it's my favorite is because when I hear the "Today's gonna be a boring day," I know it. That sticks with me. I swear to God, it stays in my head every fucking time I hear the song, and I can't get it out for an entire day. So just to exercise those demons, I will say it first.
I got it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay. I do. I used to work at at a grocery store. I had to be there at 5 a.m. And this was my 5 a.m. get fucking going song. Like, yeah, absolutely. Death and Taxes.
Also, I'll say, like, I don't know if it's going to be on the list, so I won't say the name, but the song, it's the second song on the album, and it is one of the more perfect songs to follow the opening song on an album ever. Like, it just feels right after that first song.
Nice. All right. Randy, where do you want to go?
I promise I won't mention No More Black anymore after this, but I feel like I want to play this first because a lot of the No More Black episode, we talked about Seinfeld references, and the only Seinfeld reference song that's in Kid Dynamite canon is the Penske File.
Hey.
Anybody?
I do not.
Nope.
Oh, man, I can't save you. Nope.
Jesus. All right.
Did you do it just for Seinfeld?
No. I liked it. It was 30 seconds of that. Not even 30 seconds. I don't know. It was great.
Like I said, I have no reason. So I'm not going to try to pretend that there is one.
There you are.
All right. For the record, 23 seconds.
I kind of, yeah, the number's up. You get it.
All right. Well, where do I go? By the way, when I asked, you know, I'm going to go with a song that we got as an answer next. And actually, I just changed my mind because we got this one as an answer, but we also got this one as an answer with the word duh. So it made me feel good about my choice. Heart Attacked.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
I think we should be fired if we didn't all have that.
Okay, so the duh was not incorrect.
No.
No.
Boom. Just like that.
That was unanimous then. Okay, yes. Good. I will erase that then.
All right, John?
All right, this one is one that I just cannot listen to sitting down. I have to stand up and move around. KO5-0564.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bud. Oh, yeah, bud.
Yep.
I also, in my research, apparently that's a reference from the movie The Wanders, and it's one of the kids' phone numbers. I learned that today. So there you go.
Yeah, the whole thing about, like, when they used to do phone numbers, like if you called up for operators, the first number would be replaced by a letter. I don't know the whole thing behind it, but I also know that that using an area code or a phone number with a 5 doesn't really exist in actual phone numbers.
Well, you say Klondike, man. You go Klondike 05.
The way that I learned about that was through The Simpsons. Yep. Like, everything that they had, it was like a flyer. It'd say Klondike 5.
KL5,
and yeah. I would never get it, but that's what it was. And I still kind of don't, but hey, you know, we evolve.
Thank you, also, Simpsons.
On this tune, this is some of like the most classic Dan Yemen East Coast melodic hardcore.
Yeah.
Like the guitar riff, especially in the verses. I mean, it's got that Lifetime Bloodline down to a T, and dude is just doing what he's the best in the world at right here. So I'm so glad that we were all unanimous on this one.
Boom. A bloody boom. All right, Chris.
Oh, I get to go, eh? That was what I was going to do next. Let's go with the super freaking obvious one and do Bookworm, huh? Like, let's just get it out of the way, right?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, trust me, I listened to it more than some of the others, but yeah.
No way!
I don't know, I thought it sounded a little too whiny.
It's such a ubiquitous song.
I got it.
Yeah, I got it too. That breakdown is just, whoa.
And it's not even, I wouldn't even put it in my top Kid Dynamite songs, but you gotta have it because they played it at every show. It was just the song, you know.
It's got three.
Yeah, it's got three. It's
got three.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
See, you're shocked by that. I'll be shocked if somebody doesn't have my next one.
All right. Well, let's find out.
Cheap Shot Youth Anthem. Probably next to Pause. Probably my favorite.
Yeah, I got it. Absolutely. You got to have that one. I think. I again, I don't particularly love it. but I would think my list was wrong without it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Sure.
And no, yeah, I got it too.
Me too.
Hey, send it in. Okay.
Send it in.
I feel better now that I am not the left out person onto those songs. So
there you go.
Yeah. I don't know why. It feels like for this one, like you don't want to be the left out. I don't know why.
It's because hardcore super elitist.
You're onto something.
we're all out cooling each other on this one.
not me. I'm just I'm just a loser. Ah, you know what? Fine, fuck it. Nice segue. Let's cut the word loser in it. Rid of the losers, bring on the cruisers.
Ooh.
No, I don't have that one.
Wow,
no.
that's a I feel like that's a deepie. I don't have that either.
See? I told you guys I'm a loser.
No, that's cool, man. Deep cuts make you cooler.
It's so weird, like you consider some of these like deep cuts for them. Like it's just it's awful. Like it can't be a deep cut if you've heard it in the first 10 minutes, you know what I mean?
Let's see here. Oh yeah, this was a Jamski. Yeah, this is not a bad song at all.
Well.
Hi! Yeah, this is it's got dang, man. You might be onto something coming completely like with no context and picking this one.
Yeah.
You know what? I was listening to it today, and the main riff of this song, it reminds me of another song that I couldn't place. So I was actually thinking about this one, but not thinking about choosing it.
I think technically it was up against the Penske File, and that's
okay.
That was the two I was up against. All right, John.
All right, Justin, why don't we throw away the hate and rock tonight? How about Pacifier?
User.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
Five. That was five within a breath, basically.
Well, considering how much of the discog you can listen to in that same time period.
We're spending more time talking about the songs than it takes to listen to them in most cases.
Yeah. That is why I keep cutting them off, because you can't play the entire song. Although, would I get in trouble?
Well, actually, some of them that aren't monetized, you probably can.
Yeah, actually, fair point.
Although, I think if you put it on YouTube, it would be a problem, I guess.
Yeah.
The thing that pisses me off about Spotify so much is that you can play all those songs, but when it comes to a podcast, you can play whatever you want on Spotify. But if a song is on your podcast, then it's a big no-no, even though it's already in the system. Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Sure. Agreed. Agreed. All right, so that was John. Chris?
Randy kind of let it slip that he had this one. Let's go with Birthday. Didn't you say you had a song that was 234?
I didn't say I have it, but I do have it.
Sorry, man.
I just said it existed.
I love this tune. It's got that Youth Crew vibe, super like stop feeling bad for yourself bullshit lyrics, which I can always get into because, you know, I'm a sad guy and sometimes I need to kick myself in the balls. So yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have Birthday either.
You don't have to kick yourself in the balls or you don't have it.
Both.
Oh, we know. Right. We know they don't have the balls.
All right, Randy.
Let's see, where do I want to go here? I'm going to go with this one because I think my favorite thing about hardcore songs in general, I just think that every single hardcore song title should be like something that you'd say about a fist fight, before a fist fight. Like, it shouldn't be, you know, like Pacifier. It should be stuff that reminds you of like getting fucked up. So I'm gonna use Shiner right here.
Do I have Shiner? I think that was a late cut for me. I do not.
I got it.
I do not.
Two.
I do not disagree with that choice, Randy. That was definitely a late cut for me, but I don't have it.
All right, two. That's what, two twos. Everything else is threes are in. So.
And to nobody's surprise, we are out of NTP.
Yep.
There you go.
All right. Hey, this could easily have been a song about me in my senior year of high school on the soccer team. Bench Warmer.
Hell yeah. Hell yes. Yeah.
Hey. There we go. I don't have the responsibility anymore.
That's the one with the no effects riff in the beginning. Yeah, baby. Yep, this one's great.
Oh, you see, you thought it was no effects. I thought that that was a Dillinger 4 song, but no, you might be right.
No. I hear a triplet and I just think of linoleum. It definitely is a Dillinger 4 song. It's actually in the same key and it's the same note.
Yeah, right.
Four song is, yeah.
What the fuck? Is it Maximum Piss?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I could do a look through, but I mean, yes, you're right. Now that you say that, it's 1000% a D4 song.
Like the one. Da-na-na-da-da-da-da-na-da-da-da.
Oh, you're going to kill me with this. I'll find it while you guys talk.
Yeah, I can't remember the title, but I know which one you're talking about. And the records came out in the same year, so that's weird, too.
Interesting.
Man, Versus God is the fucking best album of all time. Hold on.
Midwestern Songs is better.
Yeah,
I'm not going to argue with that take, but I disagree.
We basically took every song off Midwestern when we did that episode.
Yeah.
Well, I would have been the dissenting voice for sure. Sometimes the smallest, softest voice. let's see.
Whose pick was that? Was that Justin's or John's?
Just like that, we're past mine. I don't have the responsibility anymore. I'm into it. That puts us at 6.
Could this be the day?
How many punks does it take, by the way, is the song you're looking for? Number 12 on Versus God.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, Versus God was after this then.
2000, yeah.
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 All right, John, where do you want to go?
Oh, let's go back to one of the more melodic ones. Also, one of probably the longer ones. How about Living Daylights?
Yes.
I have it too. Yep.
I don't.
Hilariously, it's a minute 58. One of the longer ones.
Yeah, feels like it goes on forever.
God, with these guys with their long-ass songs. Get over it.
Get to the point, right?
All right. Chris?
Man, Living Daylights is a good song. I will go with one I think we've all got. Another shorty, Pits and Poison Apples?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
I got it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean... I just think, like, it's a fucking perfect intro, isn't it? Like, it's just like yo, let's go, dude. Like,
what I got from that, too.
It makes me want to break something when I hear it. And that's
this really was actually awesome. Number 20 for me. It was the last one to make it.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
I mean, listen, you eventually fell on the right choice, right? oh, God, that part.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever, like, that, I've never learned how to two-step, but God damn it, that makes me feel like, in my brain, I really can. I feel like it gives you the instructions.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Totally. Because I definitely was doing it in the car.
There you go.
All right. Randy?
Yeah. Well, we're on John's responsibility now. Let's try and break.
We're going to skip right past mine. Don't even worry about it. there was never a chance.
Let's try and kill that PhD control.
I got it.
Okay, maybe we won't.
I got it.
I do not. I like the SSD reference, but no.
Chris?
I don't. Yeah, sorry. I thought you guys heard me.
Oh.
That is a great song, though. That one of the best goes in the history of punk.
So, is that 3? All right.
Two.
Yeah. Sorry, John. Yeah. John didn't have it. 2. These 2s aren't looking good.
Nah.
All right. Back to me, huh?
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. We said Pass Fire already, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot. That was Thank you.
Unanimous, yeah.
Trying so hard. I'm hoping so hard for John.
it's a lost cause, dude. It's not going to happen.
How about News at 11?
No.
I don't have that. I don't.
I do have that one.
Right. So tough 2. Late cut for me.
A 2.
That's just it. Oh, I love it.
That was what got me. I was like, yep. Okay, that's fun. I'm in. All right, John?
All right, let's get it over with. Never Met the Gooch.
Yes, sir.
You'll be happy to hear that. No, I don't have that, John.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I don't either, and I don't know why, because I listened to it over and over again, and I think I just got...
It's a dance one.
Yeah, it really is. Randy, I don't know.
Randy, be honest. Did you cut it because you wanted to be cool? Because that, come on,
no.
That's one of their, that's one of their signature songs.
And I didn't know. Justin and I both didn't know that. I cut it because I think I was trying to just get a list down, and I might have taken songs before it and after it, and it just kind of got just sort of disappeared. But no, I like that song. I really put some consideration into it, but I don't know. Something about that word "gooch" probably turned me off.
All right.
Completely reasonable.
Whatever reason it takes is what I say.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
All right, Chris?
Let's go. You want to talk about one that you... I'll be the guy that brings up No More Black again. You want to talk about something that was the blueprint for Jason's lyrics in No More Black. Let's go with Fuck U-Turn.
Yep.
No.
No, okay.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I think it's like the first sign that this band gives you of his songs about how he just desperately wants to make art but hates doing it sometimes. It's like he would go into this topic a million times later, and it's the first time I remember it, so.
Or he would end that record too on, "This is my fuck you."
Mm-hmm.
All right, Randy?
Let's go with, I think this was the song before Gooch. Not sure. It was a very similar spot in the album. Zuko's Back in Town.
Late cut.
No.
Nope.
Ooh, hit that floor.
Nobody had it, really.
Ouch. Ouch.
That one shocks me. I actually cut it off assuming it would make it.
As mentioned.
Didn't do it any favors.
Yeah. As mentioned, I don't have reasons. I really don't.
I just taught everybody why you have to vote, right?
I have some reasons for why I pick a song, but I don't have very many why I didn't. So
fair enough.
Okay, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so maybe a couple more rounds here.
I got 5, so yeah.
How about Got a Minute?
No.
Oh, that's a great song, but I don't have it. That is a very good song, though.
No.
Oh, 1. Is that my first miss? I think so.
No, you had the loser song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I'm a loser. Thanks for reminding. Thank you for reminding.
I'm not going to kill you, though, so don't even bring that into count.
That was my piss poor attempt at Beck, in case anybody was wondering.
Really? I thought it was pretty good. I thought you nailed it.
All right, got a minute. John, still sitting pretty here, man.
All right, let's go with another short one. And the intro to this one, the first 2 seconds, just sounds like just the world exploding. How about Scary Smurf?
No, I didn't take that one.
I didn't either.
Oh, man, me neither.
Oh, then we get to play the first 2 seconds of it.
Randy, you've been the odd man out a bit, babe.
That was John's, not mine.
Oh shit! Sorry, guys. Well, you're really odd, man. My heart.
I don't know how to take that, but thank you. So, like, not in your heart at all is what you're saying.
No, you can look at it one way or the other. You know.
You can't walk that back.
Now think about it, like, you know, like I have a lot of you pride when you have it in your chest, right? So you just like, I'm very proud of you, you know?
Oh, well, thanks. There we go. Dad.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, where you want to go?
I'm gonna go with one that's gonna break my heart if it doesn't make it. So I'll maybe be the odd one out. Let's go a cop out.
Oh, I took a long listen to that too. Fuck.
Yeah? Oh man.
No, that's a no.
No.
Really?
No. Sorry.
Damn! All right, I gotta tell you, it might be my second favorite Kid Dynamite song, but you know what? It's fun. Yeah. I love that song. That you wonder why.
Yeah, that was
supposed to.
Can't take them all.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right, Randy.
I really love the ending to the self-titled record. I think I took like the last five songs off of it. So the only one that I can see, well, no, there's another one, but I'll leave that for whenever. But Wrist Rocket.
Yep, I got it.
I do not.
Nope.
Wow.
I can tell you that Wrist Rocket was like one of my last few. I remember that much for sure. I think I had it down to Pacifier versus Wrist Rocket, I think. And like I said, you know, I didn't want to overthink the room, so.
No, no, that's fine. Yeah, Wrist Rocket's a, I'm surprised they didn't make it. Here we are.
One, all right. Man, taking them down. Rufus Wants a Hug?
I got it.
I don't.
I do.
That's sort of the anti what we were saying before. Like, you know, song should be like fucking break your hand on glass or some shit like that. Not Rufus Wants a Hug, but I took it.
Oh, the one he's like, and when I don't want to see the world die. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, part fucking rules. I honestly, maybe now that you say that it's that tune, I probably was wrong. I don't have that.
All right, John.
All right. Let's go back to the beginning. Table 19.
I got that. Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome song.
I don't have it either. So it's John and Chris.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, I think we're at that part of the episode where it's going to be, you know, hopefully for John, all twos and threes.
I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm still convinced that I'm not going to get it.
We have a walk off in us.
I think there's one left, but we'll see how it goes.
I think we got one more ubiquitous song that everybody would have picked.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to find out?
I only got three songs, so shout it out.
Chris, you're up.
Oh, you want me to do it? Is it? Do you guys have SOS?
Oh, no. Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I do.
I do.
Hey, all right.
Well, I wish you could make last second changes.
Yeah, that because like I was like, if you didn't pick the Gooch, maybe you pick this one, right?
All right.
And look at the set list, I suppose.
Yeah.
Three, four. All right, Randy.
With the three I have left, I think I'll do Introduction to the Opposites first.
Not me.
Nope.
No.
Yeah. Doesn't feel good after one where you're the only person left out on to then bring one to the table where you're the only person in on.
Yeah, we can't find you on this, man. That's weird.
It's very weird.
Oh.
It happens, though. We all have off days.
We got seven in unanimous. Like, how, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I played at least all of them.
They're just too goddamn solid. Like that's the thing. Like, no one's gonna argue with any of the songs because none of them are bad.
Yep. I mean, we've got seven unanimous and seven in the trash, so bounces right out.
Yep.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. I'm just gonna.
And then seven that like we're really fighting for here that have threes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna dump out because I think maybe, you know, unless there's a walk off here, I'll start at the top. Show Off.
I wanted to take that, but no.
I got it.
All right. So was that me and John?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't take it.
Oh, no, that was the one I thought was going to be the walk-off.
There we go. Next one, Three's a Party.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Let me spell out three because there we go. Three. And then, Breaking a Memory.
Yes, I have that.
Absolutely.
No.
Definitely have that.
John is making a last minute change. He's erasing. He's...
No, I didn't have it.
That's a great song. That bass groove is legendary.
And then last but not least, I Don't Want to Hear It.
Go preach to your fucking choir. I didn't take that one.
Ooh, Minor Threat. Good choice. But no.
I thought we weren't making more references. No, I don't have it.
All right. So I am out. That means John, you got it.
Nice. So, I have to change my whole strategy now. I have no idea what to do. How does this even work?
Today was the day, sir. All right.
For real.
You want to dump yours out?
The only one I had left was another cover, the Black Flag cover, Rise Above. I think they do a really good job with it.
They did a great job with all their covers. I like their Hateful cover a lot, too.
That's an awesome cover, but I didn't put any of the covers on my list. That's an awesome cover, though. Yeah.
All right. Chris, you want to dump out whatever you got left?
Yeah, give him the Ripped one. No?
That was definitely one of the last few for me. I think probably in that 22 to 25 range.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think the demo is better than the Shorter, Faster, Louder version, but I really like it a lot. And the other song I have was Gate 68.
Yeah. I only have one more.
All right.
3 o'clock.
Oh. 3 o'clock. There it is. All right. We covered a good portion of this discog today, considering 7 went through unanimously. All right, what do we got? Pause, KO50564, Benchwarmer, Pacifier, Pits and Poisoned Apples, Cheap Shot, Youth Anthem, Heart Attacked. And before we even do anything, I feel like 2 for flinching. I was the odd man out there. Like I said, I think it was my favorite, and I honestly, I'm dead serious. When I said out loud in the car, 2 for flinching for number 1. So
I'm dead. Why didn't you take it?
I don't know. I just couldn't find room. I thought maybe, I don't know, man. Like that's the one song
you're
my opinion can't be right.
It's in, absolutely. Yeah, put it on.
Yeah. I think this is our first 10-second song, right?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. The rest of these are like more established songs.
All right. So that brings us up to 8. So let's see. What do we got left for these 3s? Bookworm, Fuck You Turn, Death and Taxes, Living Daylights, Rufus Wants a Hug, SOS, Breaking a Memory. So is there anything kind of jumping out at you, Chris, that you're like, yeah, we probably should have all had that?
I can't imagine doing this list without Fuck You Turn on it.
Okay.
That was the one I was aiming for. Yeah, that's just my take.
That's fine by me. I was the odd man out there. You're not going to get much argument out of me. All right, same question to you, Randy.
Well, that would make 9. I agreed to that.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have 2 for flinchings in, Fuck You Turn, and then John.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah. John,
he's just not used to me to having. He's just going to skip right over because that can't be right.
I'm fine with that. Let's put him breaking a memory in the call the day.
Yeah, I forgot. Sorry, that was for some reason I had. I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking. So we are at the number 10. That means it is solely your decision, John. Of course, I appreciate if you pick one that's alive, but you do not have to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to make this fairly easy. I mean, I thought about in the last 8 seconds when I have come to terms with actually getting this, I thought about stretching it out and making it be a long process and really debating the pros and cons of every single song. And I'm kind of stretching it out now to try to do that a little bit. But it's an easy choice. I mean, I thought about going with Never Met the Gooch because that is great. But you guys didn't throw in Death and Taxes, so it's got to be Death and Taxes.
Absolutely.
Boom.
All right.
Death and Taxes, final say. And let's boot that up and give us a final rundown here. So we've got Pause, KO50564, Benchwarmer, Pacifier, Pits and Poisoned Apples, Cheap Shot, Youth Anthem, Heart Attacked, 2 for Flinching, Fuck You Turn, and Death and Taxes. Blam. That's 10 songs. And it'll take you all of 5 minutes to listen to. John, which one of those 10, though, is the number 1?
I like the idea of having 2 for flinching, but their actual best song is Pause, so it's Pause.
What do you think, Chris?
I am fully fine with choosing Pause because it's the right decision. It's not my favorite, but it is correct. And I also want to say, I said I would look up a set list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on September 3rd, 2011, so I guess that's probably one of their first times they were united. They played every single song we've chosen except for Benchwarmer.
Wow.
Wow.
So I was almost right. I was very, very close. Had we gone with SOS, it would have been 100%. If we went with Never Met the Gooch, it would have been 100%. And I think what else was on the list to get picked at the end? Give him the ripped one. At any of the three, we would have gotten it 100% right.
What about Bookworm? You were so
Bookworm, Living Daylights.
Yeah.
Rufus Wants a Hug.
Bookworm is there. Rufus Wants a Hug is not. What was the last one you said?
Living Daylights. Living
Daylights.
It is there.
Hmm. I was thinking you're just making me sad again that I never got to see him.
And you know what? I'm about to vindicate our benevolent host. Guess what else is there? Got a Minute.
Hey.
There you go.
I was alone on that, but.
Oh, and so is Scary Smurf.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So Chris is backing up John's pause, saying it's the right answer. What do you think, Randy?
I'm backing up John and Chris's right answer because that is the right answer.
All right, let's do it because it's always the best when you can show them the beginning of the list and have it correct. All right, pause is our number one. KO50564, Bench Warmer, Pacifier, Pits and Poisoned Apples, Cheap Shot Youth Anthem, Heart Attacked, 2 for Flinching, Fuck You Turn, and Death and Taxes, our 10. Blam! With that, let's let pause get literally just a moment, because if I take too long, it'll be over in the sun.
Gotta get to that dance part.
God damn, I fucking love it.
It's not more black.
No more black wishes they can do this.
Did you even like them after listening to the episode?
I don't think they're a great band.
Well, there we go. I just hit pause on pause, and let's pause that conversation because we can do it on After the Fact, which you all can listen to if you go to patreon.com/ohhijustin. $1 a month gets you in the door. It's really that simple. And it gets you the after-the-fact conversation we're about to have. It gets you deprogrammed before the rest of the world. It gets you Oh Hi Justin episodes whenever, you know, a wild hair appears. It also gets you an audible thank you every month. It also gets you access to certain channels in our Discord server. If you want to get access to the Discord server without the special channels, okay. Go to legionofstupid.com. Scroll a little bit down towards the bottom. There is a Discord logo. That link will take you to our Discord server. Join in. Count with us. It's fun. There's also a deprogrammed conversation happening. You can jump in and yell at us about our Kid Dynamite list. That's fine if that's what you'd like to do. Arguments are always welcome. Or if you want to sign up, stay on that same Legion of Stupid page. Go up just a little bit. There's podcasts, deprogrammed. About halfway down, not even halfway down, sign up sheet. Tell me what band you want to talk about. Come do it better. We'll have a great conversation, and as long as we haven't done the band yet, we'll make it happen. Let's see. If you want to listen to John episodes, you can do this from the same place, the deprogram page. Listen to this episode. Click his name. It'll take you to... We're coming up on 50, right, John?
This is number 49.
So look at that.
Oh, yeah.
It's catching up to Fredo. That's... Yeah. Fredo crossed.
What's your 50 going to be? What's your big 50 going to be, man?
I don't know. We got to talk about it.
Yeah,
that's a big anniversary.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out because he's catching up to Fredo. Like Fredo just crossed 50 like a couple weeks ago. So
what are you going to buy him, Justin?
Respect.
I'll take it. Sold.
You cheap bastard.
So you want to listen to John episodes, you click on his name and take it to John episodes. You want to listen to Chris episodes, you click on his name, take you to Chris episodes. You want to listen to Randy episodes, click on Randy's name, it'll take you to Randy episodes. Just like that. You want to listen to me episodes? I know you do. That's all of them, baby. That is every single episode of Deprogram has me on it. Yeah, that's my self high five of the day. So you can do that. That would be great. If that's where you want to listen to it, cool. If you are listening on any other podcast platform, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Would appreciate that. If you're listening on Spotify, 5 stars would be super sweet. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars and a comment would be super duper awesome. But to me, the best way you can help this program is by telling somebody that you listen to it. Hey, I listen to Deprogrammed and you could too. I would appreciate that more than words could ever say. With that, Kid Dynamite. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.